This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, guys, all in favor to help Isabel get revenge on her boyfriend, Adam, say aye.
Aye.
Isabel, good morning.
Hi, guys.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good. As you could tell, we always have fun with these cupcake calls. Mm-hmm. What did Adam do?
All right. Well, I'm going to give you some backstory first. So I was in Scottsdale for my sister's bachelorette party this past weekend, and everything was so perfect. We had a party bus. We had fancy sushi, and we had a whole list of clubs that we wanted to go to. And, of course, like a beautiful, huge hotel to come back to afterwards.
Oh, wow.
When we were ready to crash. It was awesome. Like, perfect bachelorette plan. I was trying to get male strippers to come for an after party at the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it would be really funny, but Adam, he was totally against it. He was like, a no. And I get it, fragile male ego and all. So I was like, whatever, I won't. Mm-hmm. I'll respect my boyfriend. I won't get any strippers. So then anyway, the weekend comes. We're getting back to the hotel room after an awesome night. And I just text Adam real quick to be like, we're getting to the hotel room. It was like 3 a.m. But he replied immediately, which was so weird. And was just like, okay, have a great night.
Oh,
I don't know.
That's sweet though, right?
It was sweet, but also like definitely was out of the ordinary. He doesn't really stay up till 3 in the morning. Okay. So I just wasn't expecting it. So then we go into the room and we're settling down. And then there's a knock on the door. Everybody else was like, oh, yeah, the strippers are here. But I didn't book any strippers. So I was like, what's happening? And one of the girls went to open up the door and freaking Adam comes in with a Bluetooth speaker and wearing like a Velcro ripoff suit.
That is so tight. What?
Wait.
Yeah, but then he goes right up to my sister and gives her like a full on awkward, like white boy striptease. Like, so awkward.
Wait, there's different ones? There's a white boy and there's a Mexican lap dancer?
Oh my God.
Horrible. It was one of the most horribly awkward things I've ever seen in my life.
I don't care what you say. That is hilarious.
So what did you do?
Awkward. Well, I was horrified. My sister was mortified, like so embarrassed. She finished his laugh.
He Elvis that pelvis.
No.
Did she enjoy the white boy lap dance?
No.
What was he wearing?
Like I said, like a Velcro rip-off suit.
And then what was
he
wearing?
He ripped it off.
Yes, he stripped.
What was he? Was he wearing like boxers or less than that?
Or was he naked?
Like, he's not that smooth, so he was still wearing his boxer briefs underneath.
Oh my God. Wait, what were all the other girls at the bachelorette party doing?
Some people thought it was funny. Others who like know us were also super embarrassed and like horrified. It happened, whatever, but now Adam thinks it's the funniest thing ever, and he's joking about bringing his act to all of our family functions.
Hey, y'all didn't make it rain. Did he make any tips?
This is so...
No.
No?
No!
I was like,
one for the money, two for the show.
Shut up. How awkward, like, your future brother-in-law is giving you a full-on, like, a dancer.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
Like, she's getting married soon. He's definitely going to be at the wedding.
Really, I'm team Adam.
It is pretty funny, but we still need to get back at him.
Come on, Natasha.
Well, yeah.
All right, so what we're going to do is a cupcake call. Let's put a minute and 32 seconds on a show clock for what?
No, we're going to give a minute 47.
A minute 47 seconds on our show clock. Mm. We're going to call him up next. He has no idea. He's going to be live on the radio. We're just going to eavesdrop on the call, and you got a minute and 47 seconds to get him to baby talk to you live on the radio. Okay. Do you know how you're going to get him to baby talk to you?
Yes, totally.
Oh, you?
Oh, like, no problem.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a cupcake call.
Oh my God,
it's coming up next.
Sorry, I'm on this Elvis thing.
Yeah, I don't know why, but it's okay.
About to Elvis your pelvis up next. Don't move.
It's time for Cupcake Calls with the Morning Mess.
You are my honey bun sugar plum.
Cupcake. We are dying laughing because I don't care. I care for Isabel, but I don't care what she thinks. I think this is hilarious,
Stop.
Isabel. We talked to Isabel moments ago how she was putting on a bachelorette party for her sister. Her boyfriend said absolutely no strippers. Mm. He shows up to the bachelorette party, her boyfriend that is, as the stripper, Isabel.
That happened.
I mean, literally, you're at the, was it a hotel room or someone's house?
Hotel room.
So a hotel room, you hear a ding dong, then he shows his ding dong. This is crazy.
Oh my God.
What?
Oh, I said one for the money.
Shut up!
For the,
and then he Elvis that pelvis, he gave your sister a lap dance.
He did do that, yes.
That's the most awkward part of it all, especially since he said he had the Velcro suit on and he was trying to take it all off.
I love it.
He is awkward.
My favorite part was that you called it the white boy strip tease.
Yeah.
Like, oh, girl.
What does that mean, anyways? What's a white boy lap dance? What's the difference?
I don't feel like white boys' hips are moved that way. Like they're
so they do lie? White boy lips do lie?
Okay. They lie.
Well, listen, let's get him back. He embarrassed you in front of your sister and everybody at the wedding party. We're going to put a minute and 40 what?
7 seconds.
A minute and 47 seconds on our show clock for you to coax him into baby talking to you. He has no idea he's going to be live on the radio. Us and the Valley of the Sun are just going to eavesdrop, okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, babe, it's me.
Hello?
Hey, where are you?
I'm on the light rail, babe. I'm headed to work. What are you doing?
I'm okay. I mean, I woke up feeling really sick, and you know you're the only one that can make me feel better when I don't feel well.
You need me to come home?
Yeah, I want you to come home early, but, like, also I just need you to do something now.
Do something now? What do you mean?
Just, like, make me feel better now. Like, when we're, like, snuggling together and you, like, talk to me that way and I feel better.
Babe, I'm on the light rail.
It's okay. You know nobody's listening. They all have their headphones in anyway.
Hold on.
Come on. I don't feel well.
Jesus. Hold on. Excuse me. You there?
Yeah.
Does Izzy have a rumbly in her tummy? Oh, Jesus. Hold on a second. Can Daddy come home and give you all the kisses to make it feel better? Does Izzy Wizzy want kissy kissy? Yeah. He wants a kissy kissy goose.
I kind of want some kissy kissies.
Izzy kissy wizzy, Izzy my Adam.
What? What is this?
I don't think strippers talk like that.
Adam, we got to let you know you're live on the radio right now. It's the morning mess.
It is. Oh, my God.
And we got to let you know you've been cupcake girl.
That was, I had to get you back. You definitely deserve it.
I'm not happy.
Now he gets D-boy. No, I'm not happy.
Yeah, well, maybe you'll think twice about bringing your little act to family functions.
There you go.
Anise says he has 8 singles right now.
Oh!
Make it Ryan. On your easy kizzy witchy strip tizzy.
Babe, come on. Are you serious? Like, really right now?
Way to work. You for the city, you know, is it tizzy and strip tizzy?
Stop!
You so deserve this, babe. You deserve it.
That's not cool. How many people are listening to this? I'm not having that.
Oh, he's not having it, Joey. You've been talking, he's not having it.
Hey, Adam, I heard you stuff your boxes for the strip tizzies.
Wow.
That's what I heard.
Oh, no.
I heard you had a sweat sock in there. Strip tizzies.
I'm not trying to make them break up. Isabel did not tell us this.
Oh, my God.
Izzy.
Just don't, your stripper days are over. Just don't do it anymore.
Okay.
No more.
Okay. I'm going to go. I'm on the train.
I'm on the train. Come on, ride the train. Hey. Woo, woo, I'll ride it. Woo, woo.
Cupcake calls.
This is really awkward.
Every weekday morning with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
I love you, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.